Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com. When I made the abortion decision, I was following the lead of those around me who said that that was my only answer. I was quite passive. I didn't really think through what was best for my child. There was not even a concept of a child. And when I asked about that, everyone told me it was something along the lines of what was displayed for Carla, a clump of cells, just tissue. I never pondered the morality of it, which means at that point I really wasn't guilty of cowardice. But there was a moment right before the procedure began when I believe, although I wasn't a Christian at the time, that the Holy Spirit came to tell me what I was doing was wrong. The assistant asked me, was I all right? And that contact woke me up to what was about to happen, and I knew in my heart, in my spirit, that it was wrong and that I should get up and not go through with it. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have any social support. I had nothing to go along with that truth, and so I passively went along with evil. To me, this is the definition of a coward. A coward is one who would choose to do what he or she knows to be wrong rather than risk personal harm or injury. By God's grace, I have been brave at different moments since then. I believe that He has given me a new spirit, a spirit of love and power and self-discipline, and not a spirit of fear. But the idea that abortion could ever be a brave decision, I just don't see it. And I don't say that to heap harm and judgment and more pain onto the woman who has chosen abortion. I say it because I think that it provides a light in the tunnel, that so many of us are troubled by not connecting the dots and realizing that, oh yes, that is what my problem was. I wasn't brave on behalf of my defenseless child, when that was what was really called for in the moment. Tonight our guest is Carla Stream, and we're talking about Carla's story, a little bit of my story there, and also the story of a young woman who announced her abortion online, her upcoming abortion online, and got a lot of support from the online community at Reddit that this was a brave thing she was doing, not only to post the story, but also to go through with the decision. Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.